As like I said, these teams have met twice. Both games have been really good games. Wouldn't expect any less right here tonight. Both teams battling here in this district tournament, wanting to stay alive, keep that season going. A chance to take on one of the better teams in the area, Cedar Ridge, tomorrow night in the second round. Referee going over some final instructions. Skylar Davis steps in with Tilton. Pretty even height-wise, and the rebound, or the tip, is controlled by the Warriors. Warriors immediately try to go into Tilton. He goes off his knee and out of bounds. Pass a little low, and the Warriors going to go into a full court press. Davis will take the inbound, gives it right back to Body. Tilton up the floor to Gatewood, to Matheny, right back to Gatewood. Around to Tilton, back over to Matheny. Matheny picks up the dribble, needs help, finds Sims on the wing. Sims gives it to Davis down on the baseline. Davis, one dribble, brings it back out, all the way out to Matheny, to Gatewood. Richard over to Gavin Sims. Gavin back to Body. 9 seconds now on the shot clock. Bears got to get something going. And the ball goes through the legs of Gatewood. He's going to fire a long three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Tilton. Quickly back the other way. Jackson on the dribble. He'll hand it off to Woods. And Woods will set up the offense. Bears back in that zone to start with. They work it around the outside. The Warriors do. Free throw line. Now Woods fakes, jumps, goes up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go off the hands of the Bears and out of bounds. Touch last, I believe, by Colton Body. So Warriors will have the basketball. Still looking for the first points of the ball game. These teams sort of filling each other out here early, trying to see who's got the hot hand with the basketball. Guthrie drives in. He kicks it back out to Woods, to Morris, around to Jackson. Jackson with a nice move to the basket. He'll put it up and in. Isaiah Jackson's first two. It's 2-0 for the Cotter Warriors. Matheny off to Gatewood. To Sims, he thought about the three. He'll bring it back out now. Gives it to Matheny. Over to Gatewood. Richard for three. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound Tilton. Quick outlet up to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. He'll bring it back out to Tilton. Good quick passes around the outside. Guthrie inside in the lane. Tilton, and he'll go back out, and we're going to have a foul. A reach-in foul called on the Bears, and we'll see who it's on. Matheny and Body had him trapped. Someone reached in to try to make a steal, and they called Colton for the foul. His first. Inbound play. Guthrie has it at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper on the way. It's good. 4-0. Cotter with an early lead here. And this defense bothering the Bears a little bit, making them take some time off the clock. Davis walks across half court, gives it to Matheny, to Gatewood. Coach Cooper calling out the play here at half court. Colton Body out front. To Sims on the right wing. Top of the key to Gatewood. Richard drives in, holds up, gives it off to Davis. Right back to Gatewood. Wide open three. That's good. One person you can't leave open. Richard Gatewood puts the Bears on the board. They trail it now 4-3. Woods with it. Picks up his dribble. He needs help. Gets it over to Morris. Morris back to Jackson. Isaiah Jackson. Quick little point guard. Go to Guthrie now on the baseline to Tilton, and he'll put it up and in strong. Cole Tilton with his first two. All the way at the basket, shot up by Body, and we're going to have a foul called. They're going to call it on number 34, Guthrie, his first. And Colton Body will go to the free throw line here. A chance to shoot a couple of free throws here, see if he can get the Bears back to within one. Colton waiting on the referee here. Long delay. Now he'll get the basketball. Shot is on the way, and it's off the side of the rim. No good. Hit the front and then drifted off to the right. He'll get another one here to make it a two-point ball game if he can get this one. On the way, and it's no good. Long rebound. It's going to be taken by Davis and then stolen back. We've got a jump ball. It'll belong to the Bears. It should be the Bears' basketball. they can Connor control the tip, and now they're going to stop play. I think there was some confusion there. On the jump ball to start the game, Connor got the tip. There hasn't been a jump since then. It should be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. So Bears will have it underneath their own basket, down three. Good catch here by Coach Cooper. Colton Body looking to come in, still looking. He's going to bring it way out to Sims. Sims with a nice save at half court. Back to Body. Colton drives in around to Gatewood to Sims. To Davis. Davis back out to Gatewood. Gatewood will bounce it back out. Aggressive defense here from the Cotter Warriors. Down to 19 on the shot clock. Colton Body with the basketball gives it to Matheny on the wing. Inside the Body, he'll put it up and in. Colton Body's first two of the ball game. He missed a couple of free throws, and it's 6-5. Warriors with the basketball and the lead. Cotter's Morris directing traffic, giving it out to Jackson. Jackson right side, back to Morris on the left. They're way out top of the key. Now Jackson for three. That's on the way. No good. Tilton with a rebound. He's going to go back up and draw a foul. Bears need to do a better job. They had inside position. Just didn't get a body on Tilton. And he gets the rebound and now goes to the free throw line. And Matheny is going to be called for his first. Free throw's on the way, and it is good. Cole Tilton with three early points. 4:14 left first quarter. It's 7-5. Second one is up. It's no good. But the rebound controlled by the Warriors. Bears got to start boxing out, giving up too many rebounds. Jackson goes inside. They work it around to Tilton. Tilton goes up, puts it off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Rebound again. And the Warriors will set it up. Coach Cooper right now not happy with the way his team's rebounding the basketball. Jackson with it. Into the corner. Morris looking inside. Comes back over to Jackson. Into the lane. Guthrie, turnaround jumper. It's good. Guthrie now with four. And the score is 9-5. Cotter with a four-point lead. Mammoth Springs Colton Body with the basketball. He's going to drive all the way to the basket, put it up and in. Colton Body with a determined drive there. Up the floor, Tilton over to Norris. Norris looking inside. He'll give it to Jackson. Now over to Woods. Woods back to Norris. Morris. Off to Woods. Woods to Guthrie. Across to Jackson. He'll fire for three. That's in and out, no good. But Woods gets another offensive rebound. Guthrie for three. Guthrie. The pop here early. He's got seven, and it's a five-point Cotter lead. Colton Body. He's just going to force it to the basket. He loosed it this time. Back the other way is Jackson. Jackson puts the shot up, no good. Matheny with the rebound. Hayden. Walking the ball up the floor. Bears got to get some offense going here. They trail by five, 12-7. Aiden Matheny looking inside, gets to Gatewood in the corner. He'll fire for three. That's good. And that's some offense. Richard Gatewood, second three. He's got six. And the Bears are back to within two. And a steal by Gatewood. Richard in the passing lane. All the way to basket, puts it up, puts it in. Great play by Richard Gatewood, the senior. Ties it at 12. He's got eight. Back the other way. Isaiah Jackson will give it over to Morris. Morris on the dribble out front. Back to Jackson. Around to Morris. Morris underneath to Woods. Woods turns. Nothing there. He'll come back out. With the basketball, Guthrie on the baseline. Looking inside. Comes back out to Morris. Now gives it to Woods. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Woods picks up his dribble. Jackson gets a clear lane to the basket. Good clear out there by Tilton. Made it look like a big freeway down to the basket for Jackson. Skyler Davis for three. It's on the way, and it's good. Skyler knocking one down. And the Bears are up by one, 15-14. Guthrie underneath to Tilton is stolen. Sims had the steal, but he went out of bounds. Great effort by the Bears there on defense. Looks like Colton Johnson and Cutler Shannon will check in. Matheny and Sims will get a breather. Bears will set up the defense, leading by one, 15-14. They try to work an inbounds underneath, and the ball is going to go off the feet. One of the Warriors and out of bounds, number 15, who had just checked in, Milton. That is Devin Milton. Bears will inbound here. Colton bodies, brings it across half court on the dribble. He's guarded out front by Woods. Gives it over to Johnson, now to Davis. Davis to Gatewood. Gatewood on the dribble, picks up his dribble. He needs help. Got to find somebody and does. Find Shannon. Back out to body. Colton with a basketball, trying to get around the defender. Picks up his dribble. His pass out is stolen by Woods. Woods drives in, kicks it back out. Woods, very active here. He gives the ball up now to Morris. Back over to Woods. Down to 18 seconds to play in the quarter. Looks like the Warriors are going to be content here. Go for the final shot of the quarter. Trailing by one. With the basketball. Woods outside is going to fire for three. That's in and out. No good. Colton body with a rebound. 2 seconds. He'll shoot it at half court. Ooh, no good. At the end of one, your score, 15-14. Mammoth Spring with a one-point lead. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members can take steps to reduce usage this winter. Save energy by setting the thermostat to around 68 degrees while you're awake and a bit lower while you're asleep or out of the house. If you have a heat pump, make sure the thermostat is set to either auto or heat and not auxiliary or emergency. This will ensure the backup heat strips will only come on to supplement the heat pump during below freezing temperatures. For more ways to save, visit NAECI.com.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Marshall High School. Good ball game as we expected here between the Bears and the Cotter Warriors. Mammoth Spring with a one-point lead, 15-14. As we get underway second quarter, it'll be Cotter basketball. Cotter to inbound. They got four players here that have checked in, and we'll try to get names and numbers for everybody that's in the ball game. We see Milton, number 15, also in. There's number 11, that is Militsky. Militsky gives it back to Milton. They work it into Guthrie. Guthrie pass over into the corner. They'll come back out. Number five, A.J. Lyons, in the ballgame also. Ball's loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to belong to Mammoth Spring. Colton Johnson down there fighting for that loose ball. They were wrestling there at the free throw line. And it'll be Bear basketball on the alternating possession. And the referee blows the whistle to talk to the scores table again about whose ball it is. And I believe this time they had it correct. It is Mammoth Spring basketball. Cotter had the ball to start the quarter. So Bears will inbound. Sims will bring it in to Gatewood, and Gatewood across half court and be picked up there by number 15, Milton. Off to Matheny. Aiden, who just checked back in, picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Boddy. Back to Matheny. Matheny looking for the cutter. Comes back out to Boddy. Colton to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Colton Boddy gets it back. Can't get it to go. Matheny with the rebound inside. He'll put it back up. No good. Bears had a couple of shots at it and couldn't get it to go. Back the other way. Lyons in the corner. They swing it around. Guthrie has it at the free throw line. Turning. Shot up is good. Good looking shot there by Logan Guthrie. Guthrie now with 9 points, and we got a foul called on the Warriors. See who the foul was on. Number 30, Fort Guthrie, that's his second, so that's a big foul there. He's going to have to be careful here not to pick up that third here in this first half. With a basketball, bad pass there. Trying to force it across, and Lyons gets the steal, goes up and puts the bucket in. Not a good pass. They threw it all the way across the floor, and Lyons saw it coming. With a basketball, Sims. He'll give it back to Body inside to Johnson. Back over to Sims. Sims with the jumper. That's no good. Johnson had the rebound but couldn't hang on to it. He goes out of bounds. So Bears with a slow start here to this second quarter like they did the ball game. They fell behind early. Fought their way back to take a lead. And right now, Cotter has come back to take a three-point lead, 18-15. Lyons has the ball out at half court, standing on the big M here at Marshall High School. They swing it back around. Lyons gets it back, and he tried. Faked one way and went the other, but he forgot to dribble. Skylar Davis in. Colton Johnson to get a breather. Bears bringing the big man back in for Colton Johnson. Davis on the dribble, looking to get across half court, and does. Holds up. He'll hand it off to Colton Body. Colton, high post to Davis, over to Matheny. Matheny thought about the three, didn't take it. Comes out to Gatewood. Into Davis. Davis to Sims. Sims, high arching jumper off the rim is no good. Rebound pulled down by Tilton. Warriors controlling the boards here early. Pass is going to be knocked away and almost stolen, but it goes off the hands of Gavin Sims. Great hustle. He just couldn't save it out of bounds there, save it from going out of bounds. So Cotter will have the basketball leading by three, 18-15, under their own basket. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Lyons. He's wide open for three, nobody. And he'll knock it down. His second field goal, he's got five. Bears with the basketball, Matheny. Bears trailing by six now. Biggest lead of the game for the Cotter Warriors. Davis, pull-up jumper on the way off from him. No good. Lyons quickly back the other way. He's been a spark since he came in here for the Warriors late in that first quarter. A.J. Lyons out front. He turns and looks to his coach with a play, looking at that zone defense from the Bears. Lyons swings it in the corner to Guthrie underneath. Back out to Malinsky. Malinsky into Tilton. Tilton back over. Morris with it. Underneath, and we're going to have a foul called. Or they called the travel. Travel being called on the Cotter Warriors. Thought they were going to call the foul on the Bears. Bears with the basketball. Tilton Body crosses half court. He'll give it over to Matheny. He thought about the three. Didn't take it. Into the lane, powers it up, no good, gets his own rebound back up, no good. And the follow pulled down by the Warriors. Oh, that's backcourt. Malinsky caught the ball in the front court and threw it to his teammate coming up the floor quickly. He's going to come out of the ball game as Isaiah Jackson and Woods, Connor Woods, both check back in. Out comes number 15, Milton. And number 11, Malinsky. Bears with the basketball. They are down six. Need some offense here. Struggling to get a shot to go. Gatewood has it out front. Richard thought about the three. Didn't take it. We're going to have a steal by Jackson. He'll put it up and in. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout. 23-15. Cotter leading Mammoth Spring back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again to Marshall High School. Mammoth Spring Bears trailing now by 8 points, 23-15, to the Cotter Warriors. Third meeting between these two teams. This one, though, the big one in the Class 2A District 2 tournament here at Marshall High School. Bears will have the basketball here, try to cut into this 8-point lead. They're back to their starters now. Dalton Boddy walking the ball across half court. Bears got to settle down, take care of the basketball, and he's got a rebound, not be giving up so many offensive rebounds. Matheny for three, that's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Woods with a rebound. And we're going to have a travel called on Woods. He tried to stop and was called for the travel. Don't know if he did, but he got called for it. Fans didn't think so. As you can hear, I'm here in the section with the Cotter Warriors fans, so they're letting people know. Boddy for three, that's on the way, no good. Matheny with a rebound, he'll go back up and draw a foul. Aiden Matheny will go to the free throw line, looking for his first points of the night. Good offensive rebound there by Aiden. That foul on number 13, Woods, his first. This should break a long drought. Bears have not scored yet in this second quarter, though that one went through. First point of the second quarter, and we play 4 minutes and 26 seconds. Second shot is on the way, and it's good. She made them both. So despite a long scoring drought, they're only down six. Double team here. Tilton has the ball. Gives it off to Woods. Woods on the dribble. Bears now with some pressure. They try to work it inside. The ball's knocked away. Fight for it. And Coach Cooper called the timeout. Bears had the ball on the floor. And he called the timeout before Matheny outlet it to a teammate. So they'll use the timeout. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe every shot counts on the court and in real life. That's why we're committed to success in academics, athletics, and the arts. From our innovative programs to our committed faculty and staff, we want to provide everything our students need to succeed. As we cheer on the Bears this season, remember, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today and inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Back at Marshall High School, Bears will have the basketball here out of the timeout after that scramble for the loose ball. And they'll inbound on the baseline and bring it the length of the floor. Down six. They trailed by as many as eight here in this first half. That was just a few minutes ago, or just a minute ago, I should say. Richard Gatewood looks inside, gives it to Matheny. Matheny powers it up, can't get it to go. Rebound inside. Colton Boddy will put it back up and in. The Bears doing some work inside now. Colton with his third bucket. He's got six. The lead's back to four. Cotter not able to get the distance they wanted here. They had built an eight-point lead. Bears have answered with four straight points. Woods out front holding on to the basketball. He'll dribble into the three-point line. Gives it to Jackson. Jackson underneath. Shot up and in. That's good by number 15. That is Milton, his first two. Matheny on the dribble. He'll come back out to Boddy. He almost turned it over, but it's run down by Gatewood. Inside to Davis. Davis to Gatewood. Gatewood loses the ball, and it's picked up by the Warriors. Jackson on the dribble. Spins, goes to basket, puts it up and in. Quick move by Jackson. He's got eight, and it's back out to an eight-point lead. Colton Boddy to Matheny. Matheny stepped in like he's going to take the three. Didn't take it. Davis out to Gatewood. He'll fire the three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Jackson. He'll give it off to Milton, and Milton will push it down that left side. Now back out front to Jackson, and he hangs on the basketball and looks to his coach for a call here. Down to a minute 37 to play here in this first half. Seems like it's been a quick half with the basketball. Morris gives it to Jackson, and Jackson is called for the travel. That's like the third travel called on the Cotter Warriors. Colton Johnson in, and Aiden Matheny will sit down. Bears will have the basketball on the sideline. Gavin Sims to trigger it in. Sims will throw it in to Colton Boddy, and Colton will bring the ball across half court on the dribble. They swing it back around. Gatewood to Boddy. Colton going to the basket, puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, touch last by the Cotter Warriors. Down to a minute 12 to play first half. Bears with just 4 points here in this second quarter. Cole Tilton checks back in, and A.J. Lyons will come out. Bears will inbound. Still looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Colton Johnson. Johnson will bring it out to Gatewood, top of the key. 32 on the shot clock, a minute 7 on the game. Boddy with a basketball over to Davis. He's going to fire for 3. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Morris. He'll hold up and find his teammate. And the Warriors are back on offense, leading by 8. Looking for that double-digit lead here with a bucket. They're in no hurry. They're going to use some clock. Inside, they bring it out, and it's stolen by Davis. Good job by Skylar Davis. Quickly up the floor, Colton Boddy on the dribble. High post to Colton Johnson. In the corner, Gatewood will fire for 3. That's in and out, no good. And the rebound fought for. And we're going to have a jump ball called. It'll belong to Cotter. Cotter Warrior basketball. 28 seconds left in the half. They can take the final shot, leading by 8. 27-19. Guthrie in, Morris out. Inbound play here. Woods will take the pass and give it right back to Jackson. Down to 25. Woods gets the ball back. He's double-teamed. Back to Jackson. Jackson. And to the basket. We're going to have a foul called. I believe we're going to get Gavin Sims on the foul. Good drive to the basket by number 15, Milton. Milton looking for his third and fourth point of the ball game. Can make it a double-digit lead here for the Warriors. First one is on the way, and it's good. 28-19 now, 15 seconds left to play in this first half. Milton will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 10-point lead now, 29-19. Gatewood with the basketball at half court. Gives it to Colton Boddy, and Colton is fouled. Not a good foul there, but they're only their third foul. Hasn't been a lot of fouls here in this second quarter. Just the third foul on the Warriors. Bears have just got one foul. Inbound play to Gatewood. Gatewood looking for a teammate. Over to Johnson. Back to Gatewood. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Good play there by the Bears. At the half, your score, 29-22. The Cotter Warriors lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break back here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Looking for quality health care close to home? Baxter Health Family Clinic, Mammoth Spring, delivers compassionate care beyond measure for your entire family. Nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Amanda Winford are now accepting new patients, offering excellent care from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. Call 870-625-3111 to schedule your appointment. Arkansas, Missouri Medicare and Medicaid accepted. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street, Mammoth Spring, caring for your family at every stage of life.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears.
And again, welcome back here to Marshall High School halftime. The Cotter Warriors leading the Mammoth Spring Bears 29-22 as we take a look at the first half scoring. In the first half of the Cotter Warriors, good balance scoring led by Logan Guthrie with 9 points, 8 for Isaiah Jackson, and then looks like 4 points for Devin Milton, 5 points for A.J. Lyon, and 3 for Cole Tilton. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led by Richard Gatewood. Richard hit that three there at the end of the half. He has 11 first-half points, 6 points for Colton Boddy, 3 for Skylar Davis, and 2 for Aiden Matheny. No foul trouble for either team. Pretty clean played first half of basketball. Bears' problems was turnovers and giving up just way too many offensive rebounds in that first half. And so I'm sure Coach Cooper will talk to him about that during this break in the ball game and have them ready to go. We expect an exciting finish to this one. Like I said, this is the third time. We've had two good games already, so got to expect another one here tonight with the Bears and the Warriors. We're going to take another break. We'll come back. More from Marshall High School in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
At Ozarka College, success isn't just a goal, it's our mission. Whether you dream of becoming a teacher, pilot, nurse, chef, or welder, we offer personalized support, small class sizes, and flexible schedules to get you there. With campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, and online options, your future is closer than ever. Take the next step at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members can take steps to reduce usage this winter. Save energy by setting the thermostat to around 68 degrees while you're awake and a bit lower while you're asleep or out of the house. If you have a heat pump, make sure the thermostat is set to either auto or heat and not auxiliary or emergency. This will ensure the backup heat strips will only come on to supplement the heat pump during below freezing temperatures. For more ways to save, visit NAECI.com.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to Marshall High School. Bears are already back out on the floor getting warmed up and ready to go with the second half. No sign of the Cotter Warriors yet. Earlier tonight, it was the host Marshall Lady Bobcats with a win over Cedar Ridge in the first game of the evening. A good close ball game. Came down to the wire 52-51. That means that Marshall will play the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears tomorrow night here at 6:40. In the first round of the tournament. Of course, we'll have that for you here on K-Country 95. So look forward to that. Right now, the Bears trying to see if they can get some shots to go out here. They're getting warmed up and ready to go with the second half of play. And still plenty of time in this one. Just a 7-point ball game, 29-22, and that's nothing now with the 3-point shot, a couple of shots, and we got a good ball game. I want to say thank you to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Penny Lane Accounting and Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic and Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Allen Supported Living and Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering and Thayer, Farm Bureau, Zach Martin in Theron Alton, Main Street Automotive in Mammoth Spring, Forstler's True Value in Theron Ash Flat and Napa Auto Parts in Theron, Carter Funeral Home of Theron West Plains, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Theron, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Theron, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, Clary Funeral Home in Theron Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Theron, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Theron, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Theron, Dustin Walters, and Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Those are the boosters for men's basketball. We are just about ready to go with our second half of play. We'll wait. Here comes the Warriors now. Just now making their way out of the locker room as we wind the final few seconds here off the clock. So the teams will get some final instructions from the coaches. Season on the line here. These seniors especially not wanting this to end right here, so we expect a hard-fought second half here for both teams. Bears still over in the huddle. Warriors are back out with their starters. Now here come the Bears. It will be, I believe, Bear basketball trailing by 7, 29-22. See if they can get something going here. Not just offensively, defensively. Rebound that basketball, not give up too many shots each time. Gatewood crosses half court with the basketball. He'll give it to Body on the right wing. Down to Davis. He'll swing it back around. Over to Gatewood. Open for three in the corner. It's good. Bears, they run that play to get Richard that three, and he got it. Now it's down to a four-point ball game that quick. It was 10 at one point. Ball's knocked away and stolen by the Bears. Good hustle by Gavin Sims off the Colton Body. Colton all the way to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Long rebound, chased down by Gatewood. He'll put it up, no good. And Tilton pulls down the board. Woods down the left side, brings it back out to Jackson, back to Woods. He looks inside, now drives, fakes, comes back out to Jackson. Jackson at the free throw line, back to Woods behind the three. He'll drive in, take the jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound. Wow, nobody put a body on him. He shot the free throw line jumper and then just ran in and shot a layup on the follow. Messini with the basketball. Looks for the cutter, gives it to Body. He'll put it up and in. Colton Body. His first two of the second half. He's got eight. Tilton drives in, spins, puts the shot up. No good. Rebound by Davis. Off to Body. Colton on the dribble. Looking to get free. Gets it to Davis. Over in the corner. Gatewood for three. It's good. Richard warming up. And that quick, Cotter wants a timeout. It's a one-point ball game. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And again, welcome back to Marshall High School, the Mammoth Spring Bears. A big run here to start this third quarter. They were down by 7. They've cut it back to 1 now, 31-30. They came out firing here to start this third quarter. Two threes from Richard Gatewood and a layup from Colton Body for 8 points. 2 points for Connor Woods, the only point so far for the Warriors here in the quarter. Woods has the basketball now. He brings it up the left side, now goes back to the middle, top of the key. Standing between the circles, gives it to Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, bounce pass underneath. It's tipped and stolen by the Bears. Good job by Aiden Matheny. Off to Colton Body. He'll put it up and in. Colton with another layup. He's got 10, and the Bears are back in front. 32-31. They give him 1.2 many there on the board. Woods looking inside, out to Guthrie. Guthrie turns, fires the jumper. It's on the way. Pretty looking shot, but it's no good. And Johnson pulls down the rebound. Back the other way. Gatewood almost lost the ball. He'll chase it down in the corner. Gives it to Body Colton for three. That's off the rim, no good. Colton Johnson with a rebound. Colton is going to dribble it out into the corner. He needs help. Gets Sims on the cut. Sims' jumper's no good. Gets his own rebound. And then his pass is stolen by the Warriors. Bears again with another turnover there. But they get it right back on a beautiful steal. Body knocks it away right into the hands of Gatewood. He thought about the three. They'll give it back to Sims. He's going to fire the three. That's no good. And the rebound's pulled down by Morris. Bears have had a couple of looks at it. Turning up the pressure here in the third quarter. Woods with the basketball. He'll back it back out. Bears' defense has been a lot better here to start this third. Had a couple of big steals. Guthrie in the corner to Jackson. Jackson drives in. His shot is blocked by Colton Johnson. Up the floor. Gatewood over to Sims. Sims in the corner. Comes back out to Gatewood. Richard with the basketball. One dribble. He needs help now. He'll bring it out to Colton Body. Body to Matheny. Matheny back over to Colton Body. He'll fire for three. That's off the rim. No good. Matheny right there for the board. Back up and in. Aiden Matheny with a big bucket there. He's got four. His first field goal. Bears on defense. The jump shot up by Woods is no good. Out of bounds. And the Bears will have it. What a difference this half to the first half. Bears really turned up the pressure. They lead by three, and Cotter wants a timeout. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And we are back again here at Marshall High School. Bears come out in this third quarter and look like a different basketball team. They are ready to go. Not ready for the season end just yet, but they got a long way to go here. We're just underway third quarter. Bears with a three-point lead, 34-31. Cotter still in the huddle here with just a second or so left in the timeout. Bears set the inbound. Sims to trigger the ball in. He'll bring it into Colton Body. And looks like Cotter going to back off and pick them up when they cross half court. Colton Body with the basketball. Colton on the dribble trying to get around the defense. His pass is knocked away out of bounds. Touch left by the Warriors. 24 on the shot clock. 3:56 here in the third quarter. Halfway through the quarter, that has belonged to the Bears. They have outscored the Warriors in this quarter, 12-2. Gatewood thought about the three, didn't take it. Holds up, out to Body, Colton to the basket. Put it up, couldn't get it to go. Back the other way, Belton on the dribble. He'll give it to Lyons. Lyons into the lane. His pass is tipped, but it goes to Woods, out to Guthrie. Guthrie drives all the way underneath, puts it up, puts it in. Good play there by Logan Guthrie. He's in double figures now with 11. Gatewood holds up. They'll come out to Sims. Gavin back to Richard Gatewood. Gatewood back to Sims. He drives into the free throw line. Pass underneath, good pass. Into Johnson, he'll put it up, no good. Fight for the rebound off the leg of Colton Johnson and out of bounds. And Garay checking in now for the Cotter Warriors. Skylar Davis in. Gavin Sims will come out. Number four, Cody Garay with the basketball. He'll pass it off to Milton. Milton trying to get free from Matheny. Good defense there by Aiden. Looking for help. They'll bring it out to Guthrie. Now over to Milton. Down to 17 on the shot clock. 1-point Bear lead, 34-33. Milton drives all the way in, loses the ball. It goes out of bounds, touch last by Milton. He was expecting a cutter. That's why you don't jump in the air to pass. The cutter didn't go, and he had to just take it right on out of bounds. Matheny with the basketball, Milton on him. Hayden spins, trying to get free. Pass across the floor to Davis. Davis, nice pass underneath to Boddy, and Boddy's going to be fouled by Guthrie. Well, Guthrie, that's his third. First player in foul trouble for either team. Guthrie picks up his third. Gavin Sims runs to the scores table. He's going to check in after the free throw, and Colton missed the free throw. He's 0 for 3 tonight at the line. He does have 10 points, but has not made a free throw yet. Johnson will get a breather. Colton Boddy's second free throw is up and no good. Tilton with a rebound. We'll give it to Guthrie. Now to Lyons. A.J. Lyons guarded by Boddy. Gives it to Gray. Gray has Sims on him. Gets the screen. Pass over to Guthrie. Guthrie turns. Pull-up jumpers on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Tucked last by Adam Davis. Or excuse me. Adam. Skyler Davis. Adam's his dad. With the basketball now. Warriors on the inbound. Looking to get the lead back here. They trail by one. Inbound play. They'll bring it into Lyons. Almost stolen by Boddy. Lyons drives in. Kicks it back out to Milton. Milton puts it up. No good. Followed good by Tilton. Tilton's second field goal. He's got five. Bears now down by one. All the way to the basket. Putting it up is Matheny. Matheny will put it up again. Can't get it to go. Five for the rebound. Controlled by Guthrie. Guthrie up the floor to Lyons. Gets it back. Guthrie for three. It's good. Guthrie now with 14. And the Warriors back up by four. 38-34. Sims with it. Looking for help. He drives baseline. Kicks it back out to Boddy. Colton. Back to Sims. He fakes. Comes back out to Boddy. Boddy's going to be fouled by Guthrie. That's his fourth. That's big because he has been their best offensive player so far with 14 points. 14 of their 38. He'll have to come out. Bears will inbound. Colton Boddy to trigger the ball in on the baseline, looking to come in. Goes underneath to Matheny. Matheny with a nice reversal up and in. That was a good play by Aiden Matheny. Aiden now with six. Leads back to two. Three-pointer by Jackson's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Gatewood has it. Richard will dribble the ball up the floor. Crosses half court. Gives it to Boddy. Colton brings it all the way back out front to Sims, and they'll set up the offense. Down to 20 on the shot clock, 42 on the game. Bears turn it over again. Bad pass there. Sims to Davis. And the Bears turn it over with 38 seconds left to play in this third quarter. And Gray checks in. Some hesitation there. Jackson has it. 33. Just about a 3-second difference in the shot clock and the game clock. Woods with it out front. He's standing on the big M. They're going to hold it here and try to get the final shot here of this quarter. Leading by two. Woods to Jackson. Jackson trying to get around Sims. Gavin doing a good job moving his feet, staying in front of him. Off to Jackson. Jackson holds up at the free throw line. Off to Woods. He had it blocked, and that's the end of the quarter. Great block by Skyler Davis. At the end of three, your score, 38-36, Mammoth Spring Bears trail the Cotter Warriors. Oh, I ended the quarter too quick. There's 0.5 left. Not really time to even get a shot off. Bears will inbound, and someone will just heave it, and that's going to be it. That was the longest 0.5. He caught the ball and took about three dribbles and then shot it. So at the end of three, 38-36 your score. Cotter leads Mammoth Spring by two. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Looking for quality health care close to home? Baxter Health Family Clinic, Mammoth Spring, delivers compassionate care beyond measure for your entire family. Nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Amanda Winford are now accepting new patients, offering excellent care from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. Call 870-625-3111 to schedule your appointment. Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid accepted. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street, Mammoth Spring, caring for your family at every stage of life.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Marshall High School. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Cotter Warriors in a good one here. Cotter will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading by two, 38-36. Jackson with it. He'll give it to Woods. Woods crosses half court, and his pass is going to be stolen by Matheny. Matheny all the way to the basket. He'll put it up and in. Good defense there by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Aiden Matheny, he's got 8 points. Driving in the lane, Milton looking to get free. Shot on the way by Lyons. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be picked up by Colton Boddy, and then we're going to have out of bounds touch last by Woods. We're tied up at 38, 7:31 to play for the Bears and the Warriors. Bears will bring it up the floor. Colton Boddy with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Sims. Gavin out front. Over to Davis. Davis back to Sims. Sims looking inside. Gives it to Matheny in the lane. Aiden's going to power it up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by the Warriors. Warriors head the other way. Woods with it. He'll give it to Jackson, over to Milton. Milton, hand off to Jackson. He stands on the M at half court. Now thought about the three, hesitates, drives to the basket, puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, inside, good rebound. Nice putback there. Number 15, Milton. Milton now with six. And it's a two-point Warrior lead. Colton Boddy out to Gatewood, back to Boddy, back to Gatewood. Richard. Driving, puts up a reverse. It's good. Richard Gatewood, another big ball game. He now has 19. Leads the Bears, leads all scores. Lob inside to Milton. He tried to save it in off the Bears, and the Bears managed to hang on to it. Tied at 40. Mammoth Spring looking to get the lead back here. 6:15 to play. Colton Boddy over to Matheny. Out to Sims. Around to Gatewood. Gatewood for three. That's on the way. No good. Might have rushed that just a little bit. Feeling like he had the hot hand. He put it up. Inside, Lyons now drives down the lane, puts the shot up on the run, and he's going to draw a foul. I think they're going to get Aiden Matheny for the foul. As Lyons went up in the lane for the shot, and they did for Aiden. That's his second. Bears in no foul trouble. Matheny has two. Nobody else with more than one. For the Warriors, Guthrie on the bench has four fouls. And he is their leading scorer so far tonight. Lyons has played well off the bench. Lyons now with 6 points. If he knocks down the first, puts the Warriors back in front by one. He'll set for the second. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Good box out by the Bears as that ball bounced on the floor between three white jerseys. Gatewood thought about the three, didn't take it, drives in, and now you get a pushing foul called. I let a lot of that stuff go earlier, and now they're starting to call it a little closer here as we get in crunch time, and the fans not happy with it. They're used to how they played the first few quarters with the basketball. Matheny to the basket. He's going to put it up, can't get it to go, puts it up again, and the ball rolls off the rim and out. No good. Aiden Matheny will go to the free throw line. We'll see that foul on number two. Morris, his first. Aiden has right now got 8 points. First one is on the way, and it's off the rim, no good. Aiden's first miss at the line. He was 2 for 2 before that one. Can tie it up here at 41 with a free throw. Shot is on the way, and it's good. We're tied at 41. 5:41 left to play. Milton crosses half court. He's guarded by Gatewood. Bears with a little trap here. Lions has it. Lions looking to get free. His pass over to Milton. Milton in the lane. They swing it around. Jackson for three. That's on the way. No good. Matheny pulls down the rebound. Good defense again from the Bears. Aiden Matheny crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it out to Colton Boddy. Boddy looking to get free. Spins into the lane. Kicks it out to Sims. Sims back out to Boddy. Underneath to Matheny. Matheny will put it up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds. Touch last by Davis. Bears got the look they wanted. Aiden had it right underneath the basket, but just couldn't get it to go. Tilton's going to check back in, and Morris will come out. Bears on defense here. Guthrie in now playing with four fouls. Down to 5 minutes to play. Warriors and the Bears tied at 41. 4:57 left in the game. Woods with it. Woods will give it back out to Jackson. Jackson to Tilton. Tilton looks for the cutters. Gives it to Guthrie, top of the key. Guthrie to Jackson. Jackson looking inside. Back out to Woods. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Matheny to Davis. Schuyler holds up. He'll come back out to Sims. Sims walks into the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Boy, that looked good all the way. Gavin just barely missed it. Woods drives in. He'll kick it back out to Lyons. Lyons traveled. He took like four steps and then said, what did I do? Hey, the ball goes back to the Bears. 41-41, 4:15 to play. Kind of went cold here over the last minute or two. Nobody scored. With the basketball. Colton Boddy crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it to Sims. Sims picks it up. Gives it back to Matheny. Matheny looking inside. Fake. Comes out to Sims. Back over to Gatewood. Richard. So back out. 15 on the shot clock. Davis has it. Over to Sims. Sims drives in. Kicks it out to Boddy. Colton trying to put it up. Davis with the rebound. Back out. Three on the shot clock. Gatewood puts the shot up. No good. Good rebound there. Matheny tapped it out. Colton Boddy got it. Bears will look for a shot again. All the way to the basket. Up is Colton Boddy, and he fouled it. That's Guthrie. That's his fifth. Let's see who they called it on. They called it on number five, Lyons. So Lyons picks up his first. At the line, Colton Boddy. First one is in and out, no good. Unusual to see Colton struggle at the line, and he has struggled tonight. 0-5. The senior will get one more here, trying to break the tie. It's on the way, and it's good. Colton made the free throw. It's 42-41 now. Bears by one. Almost a steal there by Davis. Out to Jackson. Jackson trying to get free. Lost the ball for a second. Got it back. And swinging inside to Tilton. Tilton turns. Puts the ball up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. He'll save it back in. Gives it to Lyons. Lyons to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's going to draw a foul. And kids got to quit talking to the referees. You're going to end up getting teed up. And the referee warned them. With the basketball, at the line is A.J. Lyons trying to tie it up here with the first one. Bears are up by one. A.J. Lyons' free throw is no good. He is one out of three at the night, on the night. Matheny out as Colton Johnson checks back in. Shot on the way is good for Lions. So we're tied again, 42-42. Kind of thought that might be the way this game goes tonight with these two teams. They're evenly matched. Colton Boddy picks up the dribble, gets to Gatewood. He's open for three. Ooh, long shot. Rebound taken by the Warriors. Cotter Jackson pushing it down the right side. Stops behind the three-point line, into the lane. Easy jumper, no good. And the rebound's pulled down by Colton Boddy. Colt pass up to Gatewood. Gatewood can't get it to go. Gets his rebound, goes back up again. And couldn't get it to go. Guthrie with the basketball. He's going to fire the three-pointer. That's no good. And we're going to have a foul underneath on Milton. That was pretty obvious as he shoved Skylar Davis out of the way. That is the third foul, fourth, on the Warriors. Bears have three. I have two. Change the scoreboard. With the basketball, Colton Boddy. Bears with the ball tied at 42, 2:19 to play. Gatewood out front. Richard picks up his dribble, needs help. Finds Matheny, who just checked back in. And Aiden dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. Lost the ball on the baseline. He had the drive, but just couldn't hang on the ball. So with the basketball, the Cotter Warriors a chance to get the lead. 2 minutes to play. Jackson with it. He'll give it to Lyons. Lyons crosses half court. And timeout called by the Warriors. Timeout taken, 1:57 to play. We're tied at 42. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
And again, welcome back here to Marshall High School. What a ball game. First round action from the 2A District 2 tournament here at Marshall. Mammoth Spring and Cotter all tied up at 42 with 1:57 to play. And the prize, if you win, you get to play Cedar Ridge tomorrow night. So get ready to go. If you get this win, got a tough one tomorrow. Lions will take the inbound for Cotter. Cotter. Jackson to Lyons, play catch with it out front. Down to 18 on the shot clock. Milton with it. Milton to Jackson. Milton drives in, kicks it out to Lyons. Lyons, pass back across. It's stolen by Davis. Skyler with a nice play, and he's going to put it up off the glass, draw the foul. And they're going to say it was on the floor or was he in the act? Won't matter. It is the fifth foul. So Skylar Davis will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the fifth foul, so Skylar will go to the free throw line. Everybody's still lined up to inbound. Now they got it lined out. Davis will step to the line here. Skylar, with 3 points in that first quarter, hasn't scored since. These are big points here down the stretch, big free throws. Davis sets for the first. It's good. Senior knocks in the first one, breaks the tie. Bears lead now 43-42. He'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Skylar knocks them both in. Bears lead it by two now, 44-42. Jackson to Guthrie, over to Woods. Woods with the basketball, 27 on the shot clock. Gives it back to Jackson. Woods and Jackson playing catch with it way out above the three-point line. In the corner to Milton. Milton looking inside. He'll come back out to Jackson. Jackson drives in, passes into the corner. Woods for three. That's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound controlled by the Warriors. Jackson will shoot another three. That's no good. And Matheny with a nice rebound inside. Bears now with the lead. A minute to play. 44-42. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Colton Boddy. Colton guarded outside by number 15, Milton. Bears going to work this clock all the way down here. There's 15 on the shot clock, 41 on the game clock. Golden body. Now going to drive around the defender all the way to the basket. Couldn't get it to go. Guthrie with the rebound. He'll push it up the floor. Guthrie into the lane. Puts it up on the run. Puts it in. He has been the offense. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout. Guthrie gets the two to tie it at 44. 24 seconds to play. Bears will have the basketball after the timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas and Northeast Arkansas or South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Bears.
Welcome back again to Marshall High School. Big bucket there by Logan Guthrie. He has really been the offensive force here for the Cotter Warriors. He now has 16 in the ballgame to lead the Warriors in scoring. He made that clutch basket there on the last trip down after Adam Davis stepped up and hit two free throws to give the Bears a two-point lead. Guthrie come back and tied it. The Bears will have the basketball, and they can run it all the way down and take the final shot here with 24.6 to play. Got to take care of the ball. They've had some issues with turnovers. This is one they can't turn over. They need to get a good shot up, at least get a look at it. If they don't make it, it'll just go to overtime. Bears, Gavin Sims brings the ball across half court on the dribble, gives it to Davis. Davis to Matheny. Matheny across to Gatewood. Gatewood drives in, holds up, back to Colton Boddy. Colton all the way to the basket. And we get a blocking foul call on the Warriors. Colton Boddy is going to go to the free throw line with 9.8 to play. Hey, Cotter fans not happy with that call. At the line, Colton Boddy. .8 left to play. We're tied at 44. Colton will step to the line. First one is on the way, and it's good. So a three-point play there. They did count the bucket. Counted the bucket, and then he made the free throw. It's a three-point Bear lead with 9.8 left to play. 47-44. Still plenty of time here for Cotter to get off a last shot here to tie this one up with a long three. Bears and the Warriors, and this is what we've seen from them all year long. These games have went back and forth. That last one, the Bears did win by 10, but it was closer than that. Bears made free throws in the final seconds to pull away a little bit. But in this one, it has went back and forth. Both teams have had brief leads. Warriors led by as many as 10 at one point. Bears really came out aggressive in that third quarter and got back in this one, and now trying to keep their season alive for one more game at least. And they'll try to see what they can do here to stop the Warriors from making a three. 9.8 on the clock. Bears are going to pressure the ball a little bit and make them use some clock. Inbound play here for the Warriors. They'll bring it in to Woods. Bears back off now. Woods on the drive to Jackson. Jackson down the lane, puts it up, puts it in. But they're down three, and it's 1.3 left. Jackson made the layup, but I think they wanted the three, and he shot the layup. 1.3 left. It's 47-46 now. They haven't changed the scoreboard yet. It's still saying 47-44. It should be 47-46. And they haven't put the points on the board yet. There we go. In a timeout here, Warriors trying to hang on here. There's 1.3 seconds left. Bears will probably get some free throws here. Somebody's going to have to step up and make a free throw. But just not a lot of time left for these Warriors. And see, Jackson's disappointed And he took the ball to the basket, not realizing they needed three, not two. And the Bears are still in a timeout. Coach Cooper going over some final instructions here, what his team needs to do here to wrap this one up. They'll have the basketball on the end line, set to bring it in. Gavin Sims will trigger the ball in. And if you can't get it in, I'd say just throw it to the other end of the floor. Inbound play here. Bears will bring it in to Davis, and he's going to be fouled. Foul is called. I don't know if the buzzer sound before the foul or the foul happened before the buzzer. They did call the foul, so they'll put some time back on the clock. Adam Davis, who just hit two big free throws, will go back to the free throw line here, trying to make it a three-point ball game again. 47-46 at .4 left in the game, so they got time to get a shot off. If Davis makes them both, they can still hit a three and tie it up. Davis at the line. This is one where it's almost better to miss one, make them shoot the length of the floor. Davis makes the free throw. Big free throw there. Skyler with 6 points now. Makes it a two-point ball game. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Makes them both. And that's going to do it. That's the ball game. Your score, 49-46. Mammoth Spring Bears defeat the Cotter Warriors. We'll take a break.